Dear Michelle, I just found out that my husband was unfaithful. I saw his cell phone bill, and there were late-night calls to a coworker. He admitted that he's been having an affair with her for 6 months. I am totally devastated. We've been married for 13 years, and everyone we know thinks we have the perfect marriage. In a million years, I never thought that this could happen in our marriage. I just don't know what to do or where to turn. We have 3 children, ages 10, 8, and 5, and if it weren't for them, I'd consider taking them and walking out the door and never looking back. Of course, I can't do that, but I'm just beside myself. I'm hesitant to tell my family because they would just tell me to leave and start divorce proceedings. I don't know, maybe that's the best thing to do because you know what they say, once a cheater, always a cheater. But I can't believe that our marriage is just going to end like this. Michelle, I am so desperate. What should I do? Can our marriage survive this infidelity? Will I ever be able to forgive him? Can things ever go back to normal? Signed, Mary. Hi, Mary. Thanks for writing about this very important subject. First of all, my heart goes out to you. I can imagine how devastating this must be for you, particularly because you say everyone else in your world would think that you have the perfect marriage. So I want you to know that whatever you're experiencing right now, you're probably having a very difficult time sleeping, you might have a hard time eating, perhaps you're crying a lot, you can't concentrate, you feel like you're losing your mind, you're very, very, very upset. And I want you to know that all of those feelings, all of those symptoms are 100% normal. You have taken a huge hit. When you trust someone and they're your best friend and they're your lover and it's someone who you would never believe would have engaged in this sort of behavior, it really is betrayal at its highest level. And when you're married with someone, it's the last thing you would expect to have happen. So understand that what you're experiencing, while incredibly unpleasant, is completely normal. So don't judge yourself. Don't think you're going crazy. Take a deep breath because you will get through this. Now, in the short time that I have to answer this question, I won't be able to explain all the reasons that your husband had the affair or how you can affair-proof your marriage for the future, but I do want to leave you with a few tips so that you feel a little bit better. Number one, know that infidelity is by no means a marital deal breaker. I have worked with thousands of couples where there was betrayal and infidelity, and they worked really hard at it, and they went through the pain, and they came out the other side, and their marriage, believe it or not, has become even stronger as a result of working through this crisis together. So the same thing can happen to you. The other thing you need to know is that healing fidelity is not a simple process, and it takes time. You're wishing this would be over with tomorrow. It's not going to be tomorrow. Lots of times couples come in and after there's been infidelity, it may even be a year later, the wound still feels fresh and they're wondering why it's lasting so long. And when they say that to me, I say, I'm sorry, it's been a year, but that's like almost hot off the press. So be patient because this process will take time. And the other thing you need to know is that it is not a straight line in terms of the healing. It is a zigzag line. For a few weeks or maybe a few months, you'll start to feel better and you'll think that your life is on a roll again and you're feeling closer and more connected. And then all of a sudden, something will happen that will remind you of the affair. And boom, you take a few steps backwards and you feel like you're having a relapse and you feel like you're going back to square one. What I want you to know that when I've worked with people, when they get clear over to the other side, they still do zigzags to get to that point on the other side. And you will do the same thing. Fasten your seatbelt, be patient, and know that each time you get off track, you'll learn something new about yourself and about your spouse in terms of getting back on track. And finally, the question I get asked so often, especially from people who just found out that their spouse is having an affair, is should I ask the questions about the truth of what happened? How much detail should I ask about? Here's what I know. Here's what the research tells us. If you have questions, if you have a burning desire to know, then you need to ask those questions and your spouse needs to answer those questions patiently and honestly and openly. If you have questions and your spouse isn't willing to answer them, it's much more difficult to heal because once Things are laid out in the open and you're sharing. Usually two spouses feel like they're on the same page and they're beginning to deal with the infidelity together as opposed to being opponents. So if you have questions, ask. But there's one more thing I want to tell you about that. After you ask and get your answers, ask yourself, did that help? Do I feel better? Am I moving further along? Because very often the answer to that is yes. But occasionally people will say, that was too much information. That actually hurt. And if that's the answer, then you need to resist the temptation to ask and do something to occupy yourself when you feel that urge, because in the end, it will hurt rather than help. In closing, what I want to tell you is remember that if your spouse is wanting to work with you on this issue and he's willing to get professional help, I suggest that you go do that because that can really facilitate the process. But an important thing about seeking help, do your homework, because not every therapist believes that marriages can survive infidelity. For many, it's a marital deal breaker. It's important for you to know that if you want to stay together and you have three kids, and it sounds like that's something you want to do, trust your instincts, get some help, but find someone who believes in the sanctity of marriage. There is light at the end of the tunnel. So take a deep breath and relax. You will get there.